Taloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo Lesuefu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofalahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Melepuka, Mel, Mai Teama, Emomo Lava Piki, Petitato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahoka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Te olo ma te malo e kumau e kita tau, o ka tino e kita tau tamo hai na bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Te Ama and our Pacific Health partner, Waitemata and Auckland District Health Boards, is proud to work together with studio guest Planet FM 104.6 every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. And of course, we are so blessed and privileged to have Lorenzo Caesara joining us in the studio as our very special guest. But you know what? Very special welcome to our beautiful listeners who tune in every morning Tuesday at this time. Again, I'm sitting here at the studio looking at the window. It's actually quite calm, but the sun is out. It's good because I got up early to put my washing out, so yeah, it'll be dry by the time I get home. But before we continue on, you will be hearing from Lorenzo and also with a colleague, Mere. But as we do, we always ask God, invite His Holy Presence to be with us this morning. And therefore, we're going to open our program with a word of prayer. Talo falava malo lesuifua, vidia pelea tua, moana famanuanga telemo itato, ulimede ol amataina ilatato buklam ilitatalo. Let's pray.
Let us pray. Tato talo. Let's pray. Mato tuma. Father God, we come to you this morning. We want to give you thanks and glory, and we thank you so much for this great opportunity that we have this morning to share with your people, with your whānau, in relation to bowel screening program that just being rolled out in Countess Manukau. And we want to give you thanks, and also bless our sister Falipuka, who is a great servant, not only our Pacific people, but also our wider community. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen. Falava and welcome back. I also would like to say namaste, ni hao. Am I saying it right, Lorenzo?
Yes, you are.
Oh, very good, very good. And so, this morning we do have Lorenzo Caesara, Pacific Community Coordinator, Barrow Screening Counties Manukau, and also Mary Dews, who is the Maori Community Coordinator. So, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Salu falava, malore soifua.
Kia ora, ta alofa lava, whakarovana i atu, kia orana, ta aloha ni, pula vinaka, namaste, ni hao, and warm Pacific greetings to our listeners this morning. Kia ora, whalepuka?
Ta alofa lava, and kia ora.
Kia ora, whale.
It's so lovely to have you both here this morning, and thank you, you know, for taking the time to arrive here and to drive here. How did you find the traffic?
It's perfect. We just finished presenting to Geneva Healthcare team, and we were so worried that we wouldn't be here on time, but thank God for guiding us here safely.
Yes.
Traffic was absolutely perfect.
God is good?
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time, amen.
Kia ora and haere mai. How did you find this morning, Mary?
This morning? No, it went really well. No, it has been a great morning.
So you're presenting to Geneva?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Yes, okay, that's good. And did you have a lot of people that were listening to this presentation this morning?
There was quite a few staff there at the Geneva office, yes, support workers. So it was a really good morning to promote the bowel screening program to their workers so that they can be supportive to their whānau that they're working with to help promote, to raise the awareness in helping us with our Pacific and Māori whānau.
Yes, and we also had a colleague from Waitemata DHB, Sandra, who is the team leader of the health promotion for bowel screening program, who presented alongside us at Geneva Healthcare this morning.
Right, that's really good. If I remember right, she has been here as well.
Yes.
Early last year, I think, here with Helliso.
Ron Helliso, yes. Yes.
Very good. But I'd like my audience this morning to actually give a special welcome back to Caesara, who went away. Where did you go? Did you go back to Samoa before you tell our listeners where you're from?
No, I didn't go back to Samoa, Fale. I actually I went to Samoa to see my father, but then I came back and I worked for Auckland Regional Public Health Service, so I sort of like disappeared from Countess Manukau DHB for a while, for a number of years, but I'm now back in Countess Manukau Waka, you know, helping Meta to paddle our waka together, and now, you know, promoting the bowel screening program. So it is lovely to be back in Countess Manukau.
And lovely to see you again. I wish my audience can actually see Caesara this morning. He looks just the same before he left, handsome as ever, fit, and looking younger. And I'm just wondering, what's your secret?
The secret is, you know, keeping the wife happy and also serving God wholeheartedly. It is my secret on, you know, getting, you know, that blessing and also, you know, just giving God your life. Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
I like that. Amen. Keeping the wife happy, right, and put God first in everything. So, for the sake of our listeners, Caesara, where about in Samoa were you born?
I was born in a village about 5 minutes drive from Apia called Vaivaseuta. But I grew up in my beautiful village, Savaiarefanga. As you may know, some of you may know and may have heard of a very famous movie called Return to Paradise.
Yes.
So that movie was set and filmed in my district. But so that's where I was born.
Right. And so you think Vaivase is the paradise of Samoa?
I see Savaiarefanga as the paradise of Samoa.
And kia ora, Mary, may I ask which part of Aotearoa that you're actually from?
I'm from Mangatangi in Waikato.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
So heading south of Auckland, bottom of the Bombay Hill.
Right.
And you head out towards like going to Kaiawa, heading towards Mangatawhiri. Hi, born and bred in Mangatangi.
And now you're here in Auckland. What made you come to Auckland and live in such a busy city as Auckland?
Well, this is home. I lived here for quite a few years, and I've been to Australia for a period, and I've just recently been back here in Aotearoa the last nearly 2 years now.
All right. So before I come to interview about this bowel screening program, would you like to shout out to anyone at this moment?
I just want to say kia ora koutou to all the whānau out there. Malolole, talofalava, punavanaka, kia ora na, greetings. Just want to thank you all, listeners out there, for being able to come and share with this opportunity to share with whānau about the bowel screening program to promote health for our Pasifika and our Māori whānau. So kia ora koutou, thank you.
Thank you. And that is Mary Jews, Māori Community Coordinator. Back to Lorenzo. Would you like to shout out to your beautiful wife and also your colleagues? And
yes, I would like to shout out to my wife, Naite, Faitala Marina, and also her parents, Le Fionga ya Asiata, Vini Faitala Marina, Malfatua ya Lina Faitala Marina. I would also like to shout out to my spiritual parents, Reverend Lali Peteru and Falitua Vini Peteru, and our managers, Mrs. Kathy Pritchard, and our project manager who couldn't be here today, Mr. Hess, and also our colleagues at Mauna Kea Super Clinic.
Thank you. Thank you to you both, doing such a good work. And now we going into our questions, and I have a few questions for you both. Before I do, New Zealand has one of the highest rates of bowel cancer in the world. Bowel cancer is the second highest cause of cancer death in New Zealand. Currently, more than 3,000 people are diagnosed with bowel cancer every year, and more than 1,200 die from the disease. This is sound really, really concerning, because I do know somebody who right now is suffering from that disease. Now, my first question to you both, what is the bowel screening program and why it's important?
So the bowel screening program and why it's important, you know, before I go into detail, I just want to say that this program, the bowel screening program, is the very first program, and it's the first time a population register has been used to invite people to participate in a screening program. It is also the first time men and women have been invited into the same screening program. And it's invitation-based, so there's no enrollment required. And also, it's the first type of program that participants can carry out their screening themselves at home. So now let's move on to the bowel screening program. So the bowel screening program has recently rolled out in Countess Manukau in July 2018. Most people in Waitemata may be aware that there was a pilot screening in Waitemata a while ago, but the government decided to roll out this amazing initiative for Countess Manukau region. And so the program is all about promoting the free program that has been designed by the government. But I also like to let my colleague Mary to say more about, you know, the bowel screening program.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Yes, so it's a free program to find bowel cancer at an early stage. So it's for men and women in the age range between 60 and 74 years. And the program is to encourage whānau to do the test because of such a high rate of bowel cancer in our Pasifika and Māori whānau. And with the program, everyone in that age range living across the county's Manukau district will receive a letter invitation. So it's very important for whānau when they go to the doctors to ensure that their address details are correct so that they get the letter. Mm. Mm-hmm. And ensure, you know, phone, everything is all up to date. This program has begun in just last month in July across counties Manukau, and the rest of New Zealand will be delivering the national bowel screening program by the year 2021. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So at the moment it is Wairarapa,
Hutt Valley,
counties Manukau, and Waitemata are the district health boards currently delivering the bowel screening program. The others are coming on board between now and 2019-2021.
Yeah. Thank you, Meredith. Yes, I'd like to ask you a question. How do you find people's response or reaction to when you start to talk about this? It's something that we don't actually think about any bowel problem or whatever. You know, how do you find our people, especially our Pacific Island people?
That's so true, because you know, there's never been the program, you know, such as bowel screening program in Auckland, in Countess Manukau. And in a response, in a reaction from our people when we talk about bowel screening, it's like it's something new to them. It's very foreign to them, because we hardly talk about what's going on in our bowel. And that's the whole purpose of having the screening program, is to find bowel cancer earlier rather than later. Now, I want to talk about bowel first. Yes. A lot of people don't know what bowel is.
Right.
So the bowel is that part of our food digestive system inside our body, and it is divided into the small bowel and the large bowel, and it connects the stomach to your bottom or your anus. It may also be known as your intestines, colons, or it doesn't sound, you know, appropriate, but guts. Also known in Samoan as tauwhali. There's a common term for bowel in Samoan, which to me it is inappropriate, but it's a common term that we use on an everyday language basis. It's called ole nga au se tu lo la vale fa fonga a Samoa ole nga au, but we are currently using the term ole kanisa ole la walu, because it's a respectful term for bowel. So that's the whole purpose of the bowel screening program, Fale, and our listeners this morning, is to help find bowel cancer earlier.
Thank you so much. The reason why I asked, I know an older person who shared with me her experience of how she discovered that she suffered from this bowel cancer. She did not know, but went to the doctor and say, "Oh, this is how I'm feeling," and she suggested her own diagnose by. She went home, there was nothing, but she decided to do exactly what you just explained, and took a sample of feces. Yes. And took it back to the doctor, and you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Is that this person went ahead and did that for herself, and they found that she actually has bowel cancer. From this.
Yes, so, you know, it really saddens me, and me and Merit, you know, to see that a lot of our people suffer, and a lot of our people die from bowel cancer. And as you mentioned about doing tests, so we're now going into how we do the test and how you get the test kit and the invitation from the Ministry of Health. Now, Fale, you mentioned that your friend or someone that you know has done this test herself. So this test is free, and that's the best thing about the bowel screening program. This test is completely free, and like I said in the past, it is invitation-based. So how it works, Fale, is the eligible age is from 60 to 74. for all 60, 74 years old that are living in County Smanuka region, they are all eligible for the free screening program for bowel cancer. So the Ministry of Health or the National Coordination Centre that we work alongside with, they have the list of all the eligible participants, okay? And what they do, they send out the invitations or letters to everyone's home, all the 60 or the eligible participants' homes, just informing them and letting them know that in 2 weeks' time, you will be getting another letter with a pack with your test kit in. So within 2 weeks, all participants will be getting their test kit, and in that test kit has got all everything, you know, the instruction, the guidelines, and the small tools that you need to get your test done. So you mentioned that your friend did that test by just getting a very, very small I'll leave it because my colleague here is really, really, Meta is really good at doing demonstration for the test on how to do the test at home. Meta, would you like to elaborate more on the test and how people, you know, do it at home?
Thank you, Meta. Okay. Thank you. So, Fali, you were saying with your friend, she did the test and it was found that she had bowel cancer. It's
mind you, she's older. It was in this, actually over, more than 75. She was more matured in her way of thinking about what was happening to her.
Yes. Well, it's good that was picked up in the test, because the test kit that is sent out to whānau, what happens is in the mail you'll get a... it'll be the invitation letter will come first, and then the test kit will come. And in the test kit, you'll receive a... there's a consent form. There's also a test tube. And there's also a instruction sheet with pictures to tell you how to do the test. And there's also a sheet of paper, which is biodegradable. And what they're saying is, when you go to do the test... we encourage whānau to do the test early in the week.
Right.
On, say, a Monday or Tuesday, early in the week, because of the way the postage goes. Mm. And when you do the test, we encourage whānau to post it the same day, because when you do the sample, it may spoil. You can't leave it sitting around. You know, once you do it, you've got to get it in the post. So, basically, you get the... And it's a very sensitive subject. We found with some of our whānau to talk about, we're trying to reduce that anxiety and some of the shame around it. But what we're saying is, whānau do the test because it can help save your life, and you can be around. We want you to be around for your whānau,
right,
for a long time. So when we do the test, if it's picked up early, the earlier it's picked up, and diagnosed and treated, there's a 95%, according to the research, there's a 95% chance of a longer survival, of a long survival rate. Whereas if the test is picked up late, that's reduced to only a 10% chance of being treated successfully.
Right.
So getting back to doing the test, and we encourage all our whānau to help our grandparents, or, you know, some of our family members might have arthritis and find it a bit fiddly. So we encourage our whānau, please help your parents or, you know, nanny, grandparents. Mm-hmm. And what we do is, the day you decide to do the test, you pull out the consent form. On the form, it's very important that there's a barcode. You need to peel off the consent form and you stick it on a test tube. So in the test kit, you get it's a consent form, it's a little test tube, it's a little sheet of paper that's biodegradable that you put in the toilet to do your bowel motion on, and there's a little clip snap lock bag once you've done your sample to put your sample into and pop it into the return post bag and post it. So when we actually go to do the test, We encourage to, urinate first,
mm-hmm.
then flush the toilet, and then with the sheet of paper, you put it in the toilet, and then you do your bowel motion, your number two, your tūtai.
Whareau mamau.
Whareau mamau. Do your business, and then you turn around, and you get the sample test tube, you pull out the little test tube stick, and all you need to do, you turn around and you just get a little dab the size of a grain of rice, just a little, scrape it over the bowel motion. We only need a little bit the size of a grain of rice or a size of a matchstick head, and then you put the stick back into the test tube.
Secure
it, snap lock it shut, and you would have already dated and signed the consent form, and the barcode off the consent form is already on the tube. And then you put the tube into the snap lock bag that's there. And then you put that bag into the reply paid envelope, and then post it as soon as possible, please, whanau. And once that happens, the results will be sent back to the lab, and then you will get within 3 weeks, you will get a result from your test. And whanau need to know, please know that once you do your sample in the test tube and you send it back, no one touches it again. When it goes to the lab, it's a machine that actually tests it from there. So there's no one there. No one touches your sample after that. And it's tracked by your barcode.
Right.
So we really want to encourage funding. Please ensure you put the barcode label on the test tube and date it, and ensure that information is back in the reply paid envelope, because we have been receiving some comeback. There's been no barcode on the test tube, or there's been no date, or it's been over 7 days.
Right.
And we encourage you to send it early, don't send it near the weekend, because the New Zealand Post, because of the day, so we encourage, please do it early in the week, your test, and send it away. And ensure you've got the barcode dated.
Thank you.
Everything. So thank you, whanau. Yep.
Yes, I can actually see the actual kit here. The actual testing kit is here. I can see it. I can touch it. I can feel it. It's very tiny. So this little test helps find bowel cancer early, right? So the test is simple and clean, and you do it at home.
Yes.
Which is really, really good. You actually do it in your own privacy. The National Bowel Screening Program is providing free screening to people aged 60 to 74 years who are eligible for publicly funded health care. So this age group is only limited to this. So what about the people outside of this age group?
Yes.
So the people outside of that group, there's a different pathway for people who are not eligible for this program. They need to consult their GPs or their family doctors, and their family doctors will then sort of direct them to the correct pathway for them.
This is really, really good. And before anyone can participate, I see that they need to give their consent.
That's right. So everybody have the right to do and not do the test, which is why we send out the consent form. And like Millie mentioned in the past, that there is a special barcode on the consent form that needs to go on the test tube. If that barcode is not on your test tube, then your test will not be accepted.
Right.
And therefore, you will have to do the test again. So it is important for all our whanau to do the test correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, statistically, in the whole of New Zealand, there's 780,000 people who are in between the age 60 to 74. That's 780,000 people eligible participants. In South Auckland itself, there's 74,100 people that need to be tested. So that's the number that we are targeting, and we're hoping to send out the invitation and the test kits to all these eligible participants.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Mary, also for explaining about how the test is done. But I'd like to ask this question. Why is there a focus on Pacific and Maori?
That's a very good question, because we have a strong focus on Maori and Pacific, and we highly prioritize Maori and Pacific. And according to stats, to previous examinations and also research, medical research, so people who are diagnosed with early stage bowel cancer and who received their treatment early, as Mele mentioned in the past, have a 90 or 95% chance of long-term survival. If there's a delay in diagnosis and treatment and the cancer is more advanced, it is harder to successfully treat. Now, Pacific people and Maori people were almost three times less likely to have a colonoscopy, also known as the treatment or the surgery for the bowel cancer, than European and other participants. Pacific and Maori males were six times less likely to have a colonoscopy than European or other males. Now, Pacific and Maori males aged 60 to 69 years were almost five times less likely to have a colonoscopy than European males of the same age. So, in other words, to summarize it, we don't take our health, you know, highly. We sometimes we take, you know, free screening programs for granted. We're not looking after ourselves. In other words, other ethnicities are doing so well, doing better in terms of their health than us. So, which is why we strongly encourage our Pacific and Maori whānau that they need to do this test in order for us to find out whether they have cancer or not.
Thank you so much for that. To our beautiful listeners, you've been listening to Lorenzo Caesara and Mary Dews, Pacific and Maori Community Coordinators for Bowel Screening, Countess Manukau. We're going to go for our first break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. these two in front of me, they're looking even more beautiful because they can't wait to get out there and start doing their work presenting straight after from here. But, you know, I am quite, they've actually educated me quite a bit this morning with regards to the work that they're doing with bowel screening. So according to previous examinations and research, people who are diagnosed with early stage bowel cancer and who receive treatment early have a 90% chance of long-term survival. So I'm just going to give it back to you, both of you. What happens if you get a positive result?
So you'll receive a phone call from your GP or nurse when it's a positive, and from there, that's just an indication that further investigation is required. It doesn't mean you have bowel cancer. From there, the further investigation would be a colonoscopy. And the colonoscopy, once you receive the call from the doctor, you're booked for a colonoscopy in within 45 days at Counties Manukau. And during that operation, the doctor will, inside the bowel, there are cells. And what happens is when they do the colonoscopy, within the bowel, if there's any, they're called polyps. They're like normal cells that can grow. And if they grow abnormally, what happens is the doctor during the colonoscopy will remove those, and then they are tested. From there, that it's treated. If there's any polyps there, they are treated during that colonoscopy. And then after that, you would go into a pathway where if you have the colonoscopy, then you wouldn't have another one. It'll be every 5 years. Mm. If the result is a negative, when you do the test, you'll receive a letter, and basically you go back into the pathway to get another invite in 2 years' time, and that's the process, and then they'll keep regularly rescreening you every 2 years. Though, if you do have any other changes, do see your GP in between the screening times, because things can change in that period of time.
Right. So, at this moment, Lorenzo, would you like to give out your contact details?
Yes, I would like to give out my numbers, my contact numbers. So we've got a 0800 number for our National Coordination Centre, but if anyone, Pacific or our Samoans, eligible participants who want to get a hold of me directly, my mobile number is 021-560-480. That's 021-560-480, and my DDI direct dial number is 277-1626. 277-1626. Can I also add to what Mary had just explained about the colonoscopy process?
Sure.
Now, Mary has mentioned that about the polyps or growths or ulcers or cells that can grow abnormally. So that's the main purpose of having a test done. Mm. Because we all can see what's going on in our system, in our bodies. And colonoscopy is the only operation that has been designed to find out whether you have polyps or growths that can turn into cancer, and the doctor can actually remove that. So that's the only way to remove polyps and growths. Yeah, so going back to my contact details, Fale.
Yeah.
So my numbers, I've just given up my numbers. Can I also say something in Samoan?
Of course.
To our Samoan listeners?
Yes, please.
Fatalo fa tule, pa ia male mamalu o tato wa tunu o rova pe nauna fa fonga fonga maile nei tu ra. E te tato por kalame o le soi fuma loloina. Ia male fale tua ia fale puka. Fa pe foi una fa aso atu ia le au au na fa tawa ia ima ua. Ia male stofine fo ia me
Whangere o Tangata Whenua ia i le porkalame sia ki fuaina lea o le kanesa o le lawalo a whapea o lo whaafonga mai ia le mamalo o le tātou watunuu o i lātou umalava e le vā o le ono se fuluanga i le fitu se fulu ma le whā ia le matutua o le soifua ono se fuluanga i le fitu se fulu ma le whā ia o le porkalame le nei o le sia ki fuaina o le kanesa o le lawalo ia o le porkalame whaia fua e le se tongi o lea ua tu ina mai le maalo le nei porkalame ua whanga solo nei la i tutonu o South Auckland ia po aukilani sauti a whapea e iai lava se fesili e te fia fesili ai i le porkalame pe whapefea o na whailau sia ki fua a e whapefea o na maua mai lau tusi mai le matanga ruenga le soifua maalo loina e le leona e fsota i mai a te au o le numewa le nei o la u o la mopili, o la telefoni fe aveai, o le o luatasi, lima ono o favalu o luatasi, lima ono o favalu o ya pete vili mai ili numero lo ofisa lua fitu fitu, tasi ono lua ono, lua fitu fitu tasi ono, lua ono a fai ua mau atu la utusi mai na matanga luengol soifu malolo ina, ae mana o mia e yese fesosoani ili famtala ina, o le fai ngole test ona evala au maile ya te au pike text mai, ona o walu watu lea ilo maota polo ulawa e tatala noa, enus type coffee enus type tea, fai tatalo ona fa asinu atu aile o le fai ngole test fale, we also do home visits.
Right.
So for our Maori and Pacific,
yes,
who you know, who may not be sure of how to do the test,
mm-hmm.
and they may need some more education or more sharing around about a screening program, they are welcome to call us, and we are very happy to go into their homes and have a talanoa, have a korero, have a sharing, share a cup of tea and a prayer, and talk more about the barrel screening program. So give us a call on that number or the 0800 number, and we will come into your homes and help you understand more about the program.
Oh, well done. Barrel screening can save lives. According to previous examinations and research, Pacific and Maori people were almost three times less likely to have a colonoscopy, as you were sharing earlier, than European. Other participants, Pacific males were six times less likely to have a colonoscopy than European. Other males, Pacific and Maori males aged 60 to 69 years were almost five times less likely to have a colonoscopy than European. Other males of the same age. That is so amazing. I like this. How can bowel screening save lives?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And the key message, dear Fali, as I want to say, it is very, very last message to our listeners out there, that it is prevention is better than treatment. So do the test, because we just have no idea whether you have cancer or not until you do the test.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Come back to Mary Kiora. And just before you two leave this studio, would like to welcome you back, because I know there's a lot of questions and discussions that our listeners would love to hear more. Mm-hmm. And so, to listeners, we will be having these two come back, Lorenzo Kaisara, Pacific Community Coordinator, and Mary Jews, Maori Community Coordinator. And so, come back to you, Mary. What would you like your audience this morning to take away with them from your presentation?
Thank you, Fale. I just want to encourage you, Fano, please do the test. We know the stats. We want to encourage you and your Fano. Please help your kuia kaumātua, your parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, help them to do the test, because that's the only way we can see if you have cancer, and if it's caught early, it can be successfully treated so that we can have long life and be there for our whānau and our mokopuna.
Thank you.
So thank you all, everybody. Thank you for listening, and God bless you and your whānau. Thank you, Fale.
And on behalf of Te Ama Community Health Radio Program, thank you both so much, and may God continue to bless you as you also continue to serve our people. And life is precious. And as you say, you know, do it now.
Amen.
Our family needs all of us, each other. Mm-hmm. Last word from you and then.
Yep. Fale fai utato po kalame ile talo. Le tuaero mātou te mā. Mātou te whiwhie e toi whafoi atu lewi inga ila ua fio. Whaftai wai umare manuia le mātou taranoanga. Le mātou whasoa ilungo le ea. Ia wafoi ia le nofu māra malamo le mamalu le atunu e le ngata ilia o le Pacifica wau. Ile pul kalame o le free barrel screen program. Ina ia whapena ona fusoa ni ai e fo ia le whawhita auli o le kānesa le rau alo ele mamalu o le atunu o malau whanau. Father God, we come to you. We just want to praise and honor you, Lord, and glorify your name. We thank you so much for Fale Puka, who gave us this great opportunity to share, to tala noa and kōrero with your whanau about the barrel screening program. May the fellowship of your Holy Spirit be with us today in the name of Jesus, the Father, the God, Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.